Well, good afternoon, FFAers. Thank you to Taylor McNeil. Can we have another round of applause for this great president? I know she introduced me as the mayor of Indianapolis, and that's correct. I know she also introduced me as being born and raised in a town called Rushville, Indiana. I think I heard some Rushville FFAers. Let me be fully disclosive at the very outset. When I was younger, I was not a member of FFA. But having attended this conference at its opening session, I look back now and think I sure wish I had been. Well, welcome back to Indianapolis, also known as the Circle City. We are lucky to have you here over the next 4 days. Our city looks forward to being turned blue and gold from the sea of corduroy jackets, and we are thrilled to welcome 60 to 65,000 students and advisors from Alaska to Puerto Rico, from Maine to Hawaii, to be part of this, your 89th FFA Convention and Expo. And from moving your national FFA headquarters to Indianapolis all the way to bringing your national convention to this great city back in 2006 for the first time, we appreciate the great partnership and the incredible history between the national FFA organization and the city of Indianapolis. As mayor of Indianapolis, I want to personally thank each and every one of you. Your presence will have an incredible impact on our city. It will have an incredible impact on the entire state of Indiana. Whether it be the thousands of members who will collectively dedicate thousands and thousands of volunteer hours to our city, that in and of itself is a remarkable example of the most important part of the FFA motto, living to serve. And over the next several days, I hope you'll have time, I hope you'll make time to take advantage of all this great city has to offer. I hope that you will experience the cultural trail. I hope that you'll jump on a Pacers bike share bike from our amazing restaurants to exciting entertainment options. This is a city that is committed to giving you the best possible experience that you can enjoy during your time in Indianapolis. So let me conclude by telling you one more thing relating to your time here in this great city. Over the years, I have heard many great stories and praises from former classmates, colleagues, and even staff members within my administration about their experience as members of FFA. This year, we have a student who is enrolled in the IU School of Public and Environmental Affairs on the campus at IUPUI, completing a fellowship within the mayor's office. He is a proud former FFA officer, and his very presence at IUPUI in their graduate program and his presence in the mayor's office is a result of his time, his experience, his enjoyment of attending a convention while a member of FFA here in Indianapolis. And when I talk to him, when I talk to any former FFA member, I hope if they enjoyed a convention here, they will tie their personal success, their professional development, not only to the experiences and opportunities provided by the national FFA organization and by their chapter advisors, but I hope that each of them, and I hope that you, will someday look back on this experience, this time in this great city, and be able to look back on your journey and know that a little bit of Indianapolis has played a transformative role in giving your life's purpose even a small amount more of important and dedicated meaning, living purpose into action. May God bless this great national convention. May God keep you safe in your journeys here in Indianapolis, and may God bless you all. Thank you for being here in our great city.